Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's just such a blessing to be able to gather together with people who have interest, and particularly special interest, in the things of God. We gain our knowledge of God through His Word and through our experiences in life and that are backed up by His Word. And so we always want to be able to trust the Word of God, that it's our guide. It's what we go to make sure that what we're experiencing and what we're feeling and all that is in accordance with the way God wants it to be. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study because He's our ultimate teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I give You thanks and praise today for Your goodness, for Your mercy, for Your Word. Lord, Your truth is before us, and today we have another opportunity to study it. And that's why we always want to ask that You, by Your Holy Spirit, would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, that our lives will be pleasing to You. We bless You. We give You thanks again today for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Who Has Believed Our Report? And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 38. The Apostle John wrote about Jesus, though He had done so many miracles before them, or the people, yet they believed not on Him. And in chapter 12 and verse 38 of his book, John shared how this fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy, Who Has Believed Our Report? Where we read, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The verse reads that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? John began with the words, that the saying, which means, so the utterance, declaration, proclamation, and question of Isaiah the prophet, or belonging to Isaiah, the man who was moved by the Spirit of God, and hence his organ or spokesman, and who solemnly declared to men what he received by inspiration, especially concerning future events, and in particular, such as relate to the cause and kingdom of God, and to human salvation, might be fulfilled, which means could be completed, consummated, carried out, and accomplished, which he spoke, or that Isaiah uttered, declared, and proclaimed, and asked. Lord, which refers to one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master, and the title given to God the Messiah, who has believed our report, which means what person, whether male or female, has trusted in, relied upon, clung to, and had confidence in our Isaiah's thing heard and instruction. John shared how the people's unbelief in Jesus fulfilled the prophet Isaiah's words, where he questioned what person trusted and relied upon his instruction from God. You can see Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1 for more about that. The verse continues, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? John added the words, and to whom, which means, and toward what person, whether male or female, has the arm of the Lord, or has the disclosure, manifestation, and unveiling been revealed, which means existed as laid open and made known. John referred to the remainder of Isaiah's words in chapter 53 and verse 1 as he added, what person has perceived the disclosure and unveiling of God's direction? When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how the people who did not believe in Jesus, even though they observed his miracles, actually fulfilled Isaiah the prophet's words concerning the unbelief of God's instruction. God unveiled his son Jesus to the world, and he demonstrated through miracles that Jesus was the chosen Messiah of God. However, some people did not believe. Every person has or will have an opportunity to believe or not believe in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And those who are wise, trust in, rely upon, and cling to Him. Those who are unwise will continue to fulfill Isaiah's question as to who will believe his report. Next time John shares, therefore they could not believe. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.